Hey, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Flash Fried, the weekly show we do where we talk about the news.
Yeah, we got the pleb segment coming up first here.
Yep. So we do this a bunch of different ways. For those of you who might not have seen last week's episode, there's been a little change.
They've seen it.
They've probably seen it. But
it's a pleb segment? All right, hold on a second.
So we start our pleb section where we do about, I don't know, what did you say, like 20% effort? 20%?
Yeah. Scotty's just going to
sleep this
one out.
Scotty's just going to chill.
He's going to take a nap through the pleb segment.
And then
can't say that I blame him.
And then at some point, we switch over to the elite, awesome class, you know, the Patreon. Yeah. The people who really matter.
We'll
us.
Wake you up when it's time for that, Scotty, of course.
Yeah, you don't. Scotty doesn't have to be awake for the plebs. Who cares?
Maybe we should do that next week. We should all just, like, film ourselves taking a nap for the pleb segment.
Yeah, like, why even bother giving them a story?
We're all just kicking back somewhere, taking a snooze.
Yeah.
Kicking our feet up.
So, you know, basically, like, this is just a warm-up for the section for our real fans, the patrons.
We don't deserve the news.
Yeah, you know, this is just the kind where we stretch out and, like, yeah, let's just see, you know. We'll just cover some light stories to kind of ease ourselves into this whole process and all that. Paul, will you please fucking tell him that goddamn owl dream, man?
Oh.
I want to fucking, you got to fucking.
Dude, I just have.
This is the best fucking.
It's a torturous dream, dude. So I dreamed I got a bunch of packages from my ex-wife.
Yeah.
Weird.
Out of nowhere. And I started opening, and I opened this big one, and it's this like snowy white barn owl in a tiny little cage, and it has a note on the cage that says, "I will not," underlined, "take care of your owl anymore." And I was like, what the fuck? I had an owl. I just kind of accepted it. And the owl looked really pathetic because it was in this tiny little cage and I could tell it hadn't been out in a while. So I let it out thinking, oh man, it's going to be cool. I've got an owl. And it was the most derpy, retarded owl that you've ever seen. It didn't know how to owl. It was just waddling around with its wings half up and trying to bite things. It was basically Dinor in owl form.
Wow.
And I took it out like in public and shit with me because I thought people would be impressed by my owl. And at first they were. They'd come up to me and be like, oh, cool, a cool owl, man. And then it would, you know, try and bite them and run around. And they'd be like, all right.
This owl sucks.
That's enough. That's enough of this owl.
Dude, I so want that. I've never heard a dream that I wanted to come true more. That fucking
man.
Dream, dude. I want Paul to be saddled with some horrible retarded owl, dude.
God, man.
This is all I want out of life
brain.
Now.
I had to rack my brain this morning and make sure I didn't have an owl I forgot about.
It's like one of the ones where even Freud is like, I don't know.
Who the fuck knows, man? It was just torturing me the whole dream. Just being stupid. Those are the kind of dreams I have anymore. I'm just being tortured by some pseudo malevolent little entity that I have to take care of.
I like the codependency of the dream too.
Yeah.
It's like the little retarded owl is like looks to you, Paul, and you just like have this feeling of guilt you take care of it, so just dump it in a fucking trash can or in the river or something.
Yeah, this owl would not have done well on its own. It definitely was not a normal owl.
See, Paul, that's why you need someone in your life that just is cold and callous, uncaring. You just call them up and be like, take care of this owl for me. Like,
I would know what they were going to do with it, so it would still torture me. I'd have to have somebody that was secretive and cold and callous so that they could just be like, you know, they could take care of the shit and then make up some story about how it all worked
it's
out.
It went to the owl farm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I took him to the owl breeding colony. You know? Oh. Okay.
Days five.
I think this is Paul dealing with his childhood trauma, dude. Think back to Pork Chop, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It depended on that little fucking pig. Oh, it's cute. It's wonderful. Then Paul's like, where'd it go, mama? It's at the meat factory, yeah. Paul. It's dead.
He's an Egg McMuffin now.
YouTube bans malicious insults and veiled threats.
Oh, finally.
Yes.
Finally, man. I was like, man, there's just like, ugh. There's still like, I mean, like, sure, YouTube has become totally corporate bullshit. This, you know, safe and cookie cutter. But like, can we just go all the way with it? Can we just take it to the fucking its natural conclusion of just like no one's allowed to say anything?
Yeah. YouTube bans speaking.
Yeah. That's the next step.
Yep.
Yeah, I loved it because like at first they were like, we're family content. We're good family content, blah, 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 blah. And you got to make family content. And then the fucking all that. What is it called? Kappa or some shit?
Yeah, the cartoon shit. Is that what that was?
No, no. I mean, well, there was that. Right. And then there was like the new thing where the YouTube, because like it's algorithm. I mean, obviously Google's all about collecting people's data, but they're actually not allowed to collect the data from kids or something like that.
If you're under
which
13.
They've been doing.
Well, the law, the federal law is.
So now it's like, don't make kids content, well, but also don't make adult content, but also.
Well, have you ever joined a website where it says like you have to certify you're over 13?
I don't. Maybe.
I've seen the over 18.
Yeah, well, I mean, usually you do, but to join YouTube, you have to basically say, I'm over
13 years
old. Oh,
right,
yeah,
you gotta, like, click on a little tab or something.
So, like,
so they can collect your data.
But so they can't. Or, like, yeah, they can, or rather, yes. But if you're under that age to use it, they say, oh, we're not gonna collect any data on these kids. But they actually, like, dude is correct.
Man,
they actually
fuck that.
Do.
Why do these kids get protected from this shit, but I gotta deal with it just because I'm old? I want that same protection. I want them to treat me like I'm a 12-year-old.
Well, maybe they will.
Leave all my data by the wayside.
But as we covered in the TOS episode, Paul, then you're not allowed to use YouTube.
Let me see if I can get us banned. Hey, Scotty, I'm not saying that something's going to happen to you, but I'd watch my back if I were you.
Whoa. That sounds like a veiled threat to me, Paul.
No, it was not. I was just trying to give you a heads up.
And Scotty, not to maliciously insult you, but you're a cretinous pile of shit. And
that sounds
done.
Like
and
a
I
malicious
hope,
insult.
I
DJ.
Hope a giant pile of wrenches falls on your head.
Wow, and a veiled insult.
That wasn't really much
or
of a veiled
threat.
I mean, I guess it was. I didn't say I was gonna do it.
I hope somebody grabs a gun.
Yeah, you know what,
shoot you with it.
Yeah, got to be careful out there. Maybe something bad happened to you. I don't know.
I sure would hate it if something bad
was
to happen
real
to you.
Broken up about it.
Yeah, I'd be real fucking sad. It'd be tears coming down my fucking face.
The auspices for this is, it says, at the center of the dispute was journalist Carlos Maza, who presented videos for the Vox channel. So,
right, this is what the Steven Crowder came out and was like,
yeah.
Is that what it's about?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mr. Maza said he'd been subject to persistent abuse from rival video maker Steven Crowder.
Mr. Crowder.
Who presents a talk show on YouTube. Do we should go harass Steven Crowder? Well, assess the limits of this policy.
Mr. Crowder. Dun, dun, dun. Mr. Crowder had 4 million subscribers at the time, while Vox had about 6 million followers. Mr. Maza created a video compilation of all the times Mr. Crowder made fun of his sexual orientation and ethnicity. Don't make fun of my speech impediment. That's bannable offense. So what does the updated policy say? Prior
says,
to the change...
It says, hold on. Go back up a little bit. Okay. It says in the clips, Crowder imitated Mr. Maza's accent and called him, amongst other things, a lispy queer.
Lispy queer.
A gay Vox sprite and a gay Mexican.
Okay.
Gay Is he gay and Mexican?
Yeah, I mean, that last one, unless he's not gay and not Mexican, doesn't seem
doesn't
like
think
it's all
at
that.
At some point in life,
whoa.
We've all been baffled.
God damn it.
Thailand. I mean, yeah.
I don't even know which window this
I've
is.
Never been to
Let's
Thailand.
See which window no, offends me. No.
That
shut up.
It.
You're
yeah.
not ready. We're not ready for you yet.
God
you
damn
quiet.
It, TJ. What the fuck's going on?
I didn't
dude?
Do it. I didn't do
what
it.
What the fuck is going on?
It's
TJ?
Just a pleb show. It's fine. It's fine.
Oh, you're right. Never mind.
That's totally going to happen again, by the way. Maybe I should just do that story earlier. I don't know. We'll figure
it
out.
Oh, look! Listen to this, dude.
Yeah.
So obviously, this has restricted Steven Crowder's ability to get ad revenue on YouTube. It said, and on Wednesday, it intends to delete several of Mr. Crowder's videos that fall foul of the updated harassment policy.
Yeah, I've already seen people posting things about the videos they've got taken down. I haven't checked mine yet, but I'm sure I'll have some that's like, this is now bad. So whatever. What
you
is?
You don't disgust me more than anything about this article.
What?
The fact that it makes me defend Steven Crowder because I fucking think he's a reprehensible piece of fucking garbage.
Hey, you. That's a malicious insult. Don't say that.
Fuck him, dude. I don't care.
Don't say that, Scotty.
Fuck Steven Crowder, dude. Who cares?
No, Scotty.
Shit?
Don't be malicious. We're gonna, Scotty. You're gonna destroy our channel, bro. Don't be doing that. You gotta calm down, Scotty. This is the nicey nice hour
it
now.
It says malicious insults based on protected attributes such as race, gender expression, or sexual orientation.
Oh, okay. So anything else is fair game.
No.
No?
Read it up there. It says it contains explicit threats of violence.
All
That's
right.
obvious. Bullied somebody about their appearance.
Oh, we can't call him an ugly piece of shit.
Nope, can't call him ugly. Can't
so just
call
so you guys
fat.
Know, you're not allowed to call Steven Crowder an ugly piece of shit. And by the way,
you
no more making
Steven
fun
Crowder.
Of my, no more making fun of my man titties.
Yep.
No more making fun of fucking you know, whatever the hell gets made fun of.
I get critiqued all the time, dude. Paul is fat is like the most common comment we get.
What was that horrible song someone made up? Paul is fat, Paul is dumb, Paul is filled with rhino cum.
Yeah,
some horrible fucking
please
troll. Bad person.
Do not sing songs like that.
Invented that song.
Do not call Paul fat. Do not call TJ stupid, ugly, you know, an overweight, obese, not even fuscular yet, TJ. Don't make fun of me.
Don't make fun of nobody.
Don't make fun of anybody you know, ever, for any reason, even if they deserve it.
Encourage viewers to harass an individual. Man, like, this is, like, YouTube is over at this point.
YouTube's dead.
And no one cares. Actually, they do, because there's no good alternative.
Wait a minute. So, they actually say veiled or implied threats of violence, such as saying, you better watch out.
Paul.
What if you see somebody lurking in the background of somebody's video?
I think everyone should go report that fucking Santa Claus is coming to town, dude.
Yeah.
You better watch out.
Oh, report it.
You better not cry. Reported for veiled threats.
What if you're trying to help them?
You better watch out, man.
Violence toward an individual.
So it's like if I fucking were to like staple a picture of Paul to like a pumpkin and then smash it with a hammer or something.
Yep.
And was like, this is what you deserve.
So YouTube said the new policy would apply to everyone, including
everyone in quotes. Why is everyone in quotes?
Including politicians and popular YouTube stars, as well as the general public. Video makers who consistently break the rules will have their ability to earn advertising revenue restricted. They may have videos deleted or their channel closed.
What else is new?
You guys better go back up an archive of like, you know, stuff that you want to see, because like. I can guarantee there's going to be some house cleaning going on. I'm probably going to have to go back and be like, ooh, not sure about this one anymore.
The company said there will be some exemptions from the new policy, including insults used in scripted satire, stand-up comedy, or music.
So if we want to fucking say the things that we used to just be able to say, we got to pretend it's stand-up comedy somehow.
Or scripted.
This is satire.
Yep. The following is satire.
Of a scripted nature. What about unscripted satire? What about impromptu? So is improvised, impromptu satire is not good? How do they know if you scripted it or not? Do you have to, like, submit the script to YouTube? How does that work?
Who the fuck knows, dude?
The company, TJ, so we heard that Mr. Mohan told the BBC that individual complaints would be judged on a case-by-case basis, with the context of each video being taken into account. However, the new guidelines do say... This is not a free pass to harass someone and claim, I was joking.
Darn. That was my plan.
It'd be fun. Man, if I was a ballsier motherfucker, I would just walk up to Scotty and punch him in the back of the head and be like, just a joke, bro.
Yep. Sorry, just joking.
Just
but I don't feel like fucking, I don't feel like me and Scotty getting in a fight that destroys the studio, so.
Why not? Sounds like fucking YouTube gold.
It would have been. It would have been, Paul.
Yep. No longer.
But not anymore. Now it's YouTube poison. But you know what? We need a fucking uplifting story.
It's a brave new YouTube.
We need an uplifting story about animal abuse. Someone is putting tiny cowboy hats on pigeons in Las Vegas as animal rescue workers to remove them.
You said animal abuse.
Yeah,
they're just hooking up these pigeons with some sweet little fucking cowboy hats.
All right, let's make this full screen if I can. Yeah, dude, look at them. Pigeon's got a little cowboy hat.
He's got a little shade in his eyes now, too.
Looks good to me, man.
Yeah, what's wrong with this?
Yeah, what happens to them?
Looks like he's running around pecking things up anyway. He's doing just fine.
Poor pigeon.
It's another one.
All right, what are the negative impacts, though? I mean, if there are some, then yeah, I'm against it.
Are you really, though?
Okay, they've just said it's negative, but what's negative about it?
It's negative, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, if, like...
The pigeons look too cool.
Yeah.
Are they worried?
Like, other
are
pigeons are getting jealous.
Oh, the pigeons that don't have cowboy hats are getting jealous. I see.
Oh, let's see. At first, I was like, oh, my God, that's cute. Then I was like, wait a minute. How did they get those hats on there? great quote, Maria.
Yep.
Hillman runs the pigeon positive movement, blah, 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 blah. What's wrong with it? Like, okay, did they glue them? What does it mean for them? Is it something that's going to impede their flight or attract predators?
And they seem to be doing just fine.
Yeah, at a glance, doesn't really seem like anything's wrong with them. So
it's just like someone saying it could do something bad, but I mean, yeah, if they're gluing it to their heads or something, but if it can fly, as long as it's capable of being removed from their head, I don't see the harm to them.
From where I sit, the problem is that there are pigeons running around that don't have these cowboy hats.
Yeah, we need a new fucking...
We need a national initiative, a cowboy hat for every pigeon.
Every pigeon deserves a cowboy hat.
Dude, and is this, like, this is Fox 32 over here is just like, everything on its trending is just terrible. Police, man repeatedly punches 64-year-old Walmart employee in the face for looking at him. Then it's family. Detroit woman beat 1-year-old to death. The bottom one's nice, though. Comedy surprises 190 employees with $10 million holiday
I saw that story, but I didn't pull it. But I am going to pull this one because that sounds pretty cool. Police, man repeatedly punches 64-year-old Walmart employee in face for looking at him.
Damn.
You looking at me, motherfucker?
It's what you get for looking at him.
Yeah, man, what the fuck? I mean, in fairness, if the guy didn't want to get punched in the face, why did he look at this other guy?
If you look at another guy, I mean, what do you expect them to do? Just, like, have you look at them?
You leave me no choice but to fucking rip
Yeah, I mean,
you.
Like, at that point, it's like, what are you going to do? Those are my photons. They're bouncing off my body. They don't belong to your fucking eyeballs, bitch. So, Vineland police are searching for this dude who punched a Walmart employee in the face for looking at him, which we already saw in the headline. Investigators say the incident happened at a Walmart store on W. Landis Avenue on Sunday, December 1st. The employee sustained minor injuries and was treated and later released from Inspira Medical Center.
Damn, only minor injuries?
Suspect is described as a Hispanic male in his 20s. Police say he was with two other people who they would like to speak with. If you have any information, I know this fucking guy. I seen this guy hanging around.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, don't tattle on him.
I think I seen him hanging around your house, Paul.
That's fine.
Whoa.
Hey, the fact that you looked at him means you should be more scared than I am. I've never seen this man.
Is it a veiled threat?
That was not a veiled threat.
Is it a veiled threat, Paul?
Watch out, TJ.
I'm reporting you.
Oh, God.
Whoop, whoop. That's the sound of the YouTube. Greta Thunberg is time 2019 person of the year.
How dare you? How dare you?
Yeah, the reason I pulled this is because I can already just hear the apoplectic fit of rage that's happening.
Sorry, TJ. Sorry, man.
16-year-old climate activist from Sweden is the magazine's youngest choice to be named Person of the Year.
I should be in school, not on the covers of your magazines.
Greta Thunberg, the soft-spoken Swedish teenager who became a global conscience for climate change and environmental activism and punching bag. Has been named Time Magazine's Person of the Year for 2019. The magazine announced the 16-year-old as a choice on Wednesday, exclusive on the Today Show. She became the biggest voice on the issue facing the planet this year, coming from essentially nowhere to lead a worldwide movement. Time Editor-in-Chief Edward Felsenthal told the show, adding that Thunberg is the magazine's youngest choice ever to be named Person of the Year. No, that's not true, because there was a year that Time Magazine said the Person of the Year was you.
Yes,
right.
Correct.
So that means that it's everyone. So that means that it's even newborns.
That's true.
So she's not the youngest of the year. She's not the youngest Times Person of the Year. So fuck you, Time.
This is obviously a desperate, move for Time Magazine to appeal to young people.
We are relevant. We are relevant.
Also,
we are relevant.
Just the crass political stance of saying, "Look at this girl. We're inspired by her movement, but are going to take no concrete action based on that inspiration."
But it's real nice that she's out there trying.
I mean, yeah, that's kind of what they're. That's pretty much what it's saying. It's like, good on her for actually giving a shit about the planet.
I mean, we don't.
Well, we don't really care, but you know.
It's good that somebody somewhere does. Good on you, Greta Thunberg.
I mean, I wish that, you know, this girl's, you know, being, coming, you know, getting this international media attention was anything, but isn't she cute? Oh, she cares about the environment. And then pissing off conservatives who just can't stand the fact.
That's why she deserves Time Person of the Year. Not
fucking little goddamn spoiled brat.
She literally caused an entire wing of American politics to stoop to insulting like a 12-year-old.
I think she's 16.
She's 16.
Well, whatever.
But yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of sad,
she's a kid.
Fucking stupid goddamn bitch trying to tell me not to fucking use plastic straws or whatever.
You know what it is? It's just because it's some fucking whippersnapper coming up to all these old fucking industrialists and shit and going like, you guys are a bunch of cocksuckers and you suck. And it's like, what? You have to talk to me like that? We fucking run your society. We do everything for the world. What do you want? A planet you could actually inhabit and live on? Fuck you!
You gotta love it, though, Scotty. You gotta love it. So, Paul, this one I pulled just for you.
Nice.
Oscar Isaac talks the tone of Dune. So this guy here, Oscar Isaac, he's going to be in...
he's going to be Duke Leto the First.
Well, he's going to be in Star Wars Rise of Skywalker, and... they talked to him, I guess, as an interview for that movie, but they asked him about his
portrayal
of Leto Atreides, father of Paul Atreides, in the live-action adaptation of Frank Herbert's legendary novel. So here's what he had to say about it, because I'm sure that's what you really care about. Now, it's pretty sparse, but I know that when you're really looking forward to a movie, even the tiniest nugget of detail can be
This is the first movie I've been this stoked about in a long time.
I know. I've seen it.
I mean, look, pretty good cast from what I can see here.
I couldn't imagine... Oh, let me just read the quote real quick, Scotty. I couldn't imagine anyone more suited for the tone of the original Frank Herbert novels than Denis. It's Denis, right?
Denis,
TJ.
There are some things that are, for lack of a better word, nightmarish about what you see. There's just this kind of brutalist element to it. It's shocking. It's scary. It's very visceral.
Yeah.
And I know that definitely between Denis and myself and Chalamet and Rebecca Ferguson as the family unit, we really search for the emotion of it. I'm beyond myself with excitement. I think it's good to feel cool, unique, and special. So probably the words that are most resonant with you, Paul, are like the idea of it nightmarish, brutalist, shocking, scary, visceral.
Well, that's that because the fucking novel is written very coldly and in a detached way that kind of underscores how like far down the evolutionary chain humanity has come and how these people, even though they kind of resemble humans still, are very, you know, unrecognizably human in their actions, the way they deal with things. I think that it is a very brutalist kind of story when it comes from Herbert. So it's good to hear. I mean... I was excited about this when I heard Denis Villeneuve was doing it after watching
Blade Runner 2049
because he just so I think effortlessly captured the kind of dark, grungy, dismal elements of that universe, and I don't know, it's something that Dune has needed.
So
I think.
Scotty was talking about the casting here. If you wanted to get into that,
Jason Momoa.
I don't know who everybody's playing. Jason Momoa. I thought he was cool in Game of Thrones. I guess he worked really well in Aquaman. I didn't see that because I'm just like over it. But a lot of people did like that. Zendaya, I don't know who that is. Is that like a performer or something? Like
Josh Brolin, yeah. I think he's playing Gurney Halleck.
That's probably a good role for him.
Dave Bautista, who I really like everything I've ever seen that guy in. I'm hoping that he can get maybe like a more serious dramatic role out of this.
Yeah.
Charlotte Rampling, I'm not sure about that one. Javier Bardem. Really liked him in No Country for Old Men, obviously, he was good in Skyfall too.
Mother,
he's great in that. Stellan Skarsgård, which one's Stellan? I always get all the Skarsgård.
He's the old father. He's playing Harkonnen.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Cool. Yep.
And David Dasmalchian. I don't know who that is. Do you guys know who that is?
No.
Okay. But that is a pretty good cast. I mean, from the ones I know. I mean, Josh Brolin obviously has been really killing it lately.
Oh damn! So we basically get a Christmas release next year.
Yep. So you're about 1 year away, Paul.
God damn.
One more year, dude.
It's a long time.
So that's one.
Gotta live another year.
It's almost 2021 by the time it comes out.
Yeah. Gotta live one more year so I can see Frank Herbert's Dune. I hope Paul dies on December 17th, 2020.
Fuck you. December 17th.
Is that a veiled threat?
1941, the date which Paul died and was not able to see Dune.
Paul dies waiting in line for Dune.
I can't wait.
No, I was so close.
I hope if I get sick before then, I'm just going to petition I'm going to say I'm the biggest Dune fan ever. You know, like that kid, there was recently
a
kid that got to see Star Wars early because he was about to croak.
I kind of feel bad for that kid. Maybe the Star Wars killed him. He's like, well, that sucked, but thanks. Doctors with flu shots for migrant children turned away from California facilities, 6 arrested.
Okay.
Federal authorities arrested 6 protesters after doctors offering flu vaccines to detained migrants were turned away at the U.S. Customs and Border Protection San Diego area headquarters. Doctors for Camp Closure, an organization that opposes detention of migrants and refugees attempting to enter the United States, protested with upwards of 70 people. Wow, 70 of them, huh? Including physicians outside the Chula Vista, California facility Monday. The protest began after CBP.
CBD.
I wish it was CBD.
The CBD denied them.
The CBD. CBP denied the organization's request to give flu vaccines to detained migrants. Several protesters could be seen on video blocking both driveways of the facility by lying down. I mean, that's not really a block. You could just run right over them, you know?
Yeah, I mean.
That's just you're just a speed bump. That's not really a blockade.
Bump, bump, you're done.
Bump, bump. You know, they wouldn't even notice it. People die of the flu. But the people who have died of the flu in CPB custody, it was completely preventable. And there have been a couple of instances of that recently, by the way. Keeping people in hygienic conditions and not overcrowding them and giving them soap and access to showers, that can help prevent illness. But nothing prevents flu like a flu vaccine. You know what else prevents all that is not locking them in a fucking detention facility.
Yeah. I mean, if you're going to lock them in the detention facility, at least accept the help and let people come in and vaccinate them against fucking easily preventable diseases and shit. Like, what are you saying by saying, no, turn these doctors away. We want our refugees nice and sick.
The only good refugee is a sick refugee.
Yeah, we want them good and sick while we keep them in squalor. No soap.
None of that bullshit. What do you think this is, a liberal paradise?
It's like they're just like, they're trying to dehumanize these people in every fucking way.
Fox Nation host Britt McHenry files sexual harassment lawsuit against Fox News.
Ah, another one bites the dust.
Britt McHenry, a host of Fox News streaming service Fox Nation, filed a sexual harassment lawsuit on Tuesday against the network and one of its on-air personalities, George Tyrus Murdoch. The lawsuit.
How did he get a nickname, Tyrus?
Tyrus.
Holy fuck, dude! Is he a gladiator or something?
No. Tyrus.
You get that? And what? What is he get a good nickname?
Paul Tyrus Parker.
Yeah, dude.
The lawsuit, filed in the Southern District of New York, argued that Fox News retaliated against McHenry after she accused Murdoch, her former Fox News Nation co-host and network contributor, of sexual harassment. It further contended that the probes conducted by outside law firms on behalf of the network were sham investigations.
That's shocking.
The last thing I wanted to do was file this lawsuit, McHenry said in a statement provided by attorney Lisa Bloom's law firm, which represents her.
Dude, you got to pull an image of this guy, dude.
But I had to stand up for what's right for myself and women. Okay.
Okay.
Pull a picture of this Tyrus
guy,
Murdoch, dude.
Was a fucking WWE wrestler, dude.
Well, that's how you get that nickname.
You got it. Yeah, he was a gladiator. Fuck.
Murdoch. Yeah, let me pull him up. Oh my god.
Yeah, dude.
This guy became a Fox News contributor.
Yes.
Okay. Paul, this is why your nickname is not Tyrus, dude.
Damn it. Shit. Well, I could pull off some of this.
Yeah, you got the can do the beard.
I could just shave my
mustache. A little weird square off of your face.
Yeah. And I've got long enough hair that I could do this weird little thing he's got on top.
And you could you could do the tattoos.
Yeah. They would look a little different on
yeah,
me.
Yeah, it wouldn't look probably as, you know. But, you know, hey, man.
Yeah, see, that's kind of why you get to name him Tyrus.
Yeah, the only thing I'm worried about looking at that picture is the muscles. You know what I mean? That's going to be the tough part to get.
What the fuck, dude?
What?
You know where this guy lives?
Where?
He lives around here.
Whoa.
Oh, shit.
What? Let's not talk any shit on this guy, dude.
What the fuck, dude? Yeah, you better watch your mouth, dude. He lives in the same city as us.
I, for one, think the bitch is lying.
Yeah, she lying.
Tyrus is innocent, dude.
He didn't do anything.
Hashtag Tyrus, dude, innocent.
When Mom and Steve went to the movie tavern around here, they actually saw that dude.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they saw that dude. He is fucking huge, apparently. He is like some giant. He's like, he's way bigger than you.
I can tell.
So don't talk any shit, TJ.
That's what I'm saying. Tyrus is innocent. Fuck you, Britt McHenry. Liar.
He's like, you seem to be a lot more objective before, TJ. You found out that information.
No, I think that, we could have just scrolled down some, but I don't think that's as impressive a picture.
No, it isn't.
No, I mean, this bitch is obviously lying. My homeboy, fucking Tyrus, is innocent all charges.
He'd never do anything like
He would never do anything untowards towards anyone ever.
So, it looks like from this picture here, they're making a movie about Roger Ailes trying to finger bang people.
Oh, really?
Yeah, go back up.
That's what it looks like.
Where is it?
Back up. The top, that picture there. It's like actresses dressed as Fox News chicks.
Oh, yeah, yeah. This is like some kind
of... Therone Kidman starring movie about Ailes misconduct.
All right, you want to look at it? We can look at it.
So we're everywhere. We're letting them play golf and tennis now.
HR's on the phone because you called me a skirt.
Yeah, it's... Yeah. I gotta read that manual again.
The attitude off camera was
bombshell.
You're a man hater. Learn to get along with the boys. You're sexy, but you're too much work. I have a whole list.
Will other women come forward?
Well, where's the fucking... This is
not...
It's not a trailer.
No, it isn't.
This sucks.
Fuck this fucking motherfucking shit.
Oh, well, whatever.
I just hope they cast somebody as Ailes. I want to see Ailes, man.
Ailes. He's got the cure for what ails you. Shocking. Blood of poor Americans now compromises 2% of total U.S. exports.
Comprises,
Scotty.
Said
learn to fucking
compromises.
Pronounce. No, I said comprises, Scotty. You're the one who said compromises.
You know, dude, I'm going to call CBD on you.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah, dude, I'm going to call Tyrus up and have him beat the fuck out of me.
Hey, that's a veiled threat.
Oh,
veiled
sorry,
threat.
Sorry, you're right.
Actually, it's not a veiled threat. It's a direct threat.
Oh, yeah.
That was scripted.
Oh, wait, no, Paul, you're fine. Direct threats are still okay.
Yeah, direct threats are okay. You made a direct threat.
I am going to kill you, sir. America is one of the world's, leading first world countries to export their citizens' blood. Around 70% of global plasma comes from the U.S. That's 16.3%, $1.4 billion worth of all blood exported in 2018 came from the U.S., placing them second in the global ranking, with Ireland at number one, boasting a shocking 37.8%.
You'd think it'd be tough to get blood in Ireland with all the alcohol in it, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Perhaps most shockingly comes the revelation that a total dollar worth of all American blood extracted at the source is around 2% of the country's total exports.
What the fuck?
Plasma is one of the primary focuses in blood extraction, given its function in transporting proteins and red and white blood cells around the body. A 2015 article for The Atlantic says it is legal to donate plasma up to 2 times a week, for which a bank will pay around $30 each time. Somebody who donates plasma on such a regular basis would find themselves donating over 100 times a year, making around $3,000. However, donating plasma on such a frequent basis can adversely affect the health of the donor or seller, with around 70% of donors experiencing issues. Donors tend to have a lower protein count, which can lead to several forms of health complications. And, of course, this is most attractive to, you know,
poor people.
People who really need $30 more than they right. feel like they need plasma.
Oh, yeah, dude. A lot of these debt collectors will tell people that, like, look, you don't have any money. Go donate plasma. Pay your bill.
Yeah, I'm going to pay my bill with $30 twice a week.
Yeah, that's what you got to do.
So we're literally a vampire country.
Like, yeah.
We're sucking the blood of the indigent and poor and then exporting it
that's
to
right.
other countries.
To richer people, yes.
Wonderful.
Yeah, dude.
Just when I thought I couldn't get less patriotic about being an American.
Respondents all agree they were indeed being exploited, but in more ways than one. Desperate Americans are allowed to donate twice per week, but losing that much plasma could have serious health consequences. This scenario was said in the article. So donors have a lower protein count in their blood, putting them at greater risk of infections and liver and kidney disorders. Many regulars suffer from near-permanent fatigue and are borderline anemic. All of this for an average of $30 per visit. Rachel describes the catch-22 many working poor find themselves in. I got turned away twice, once for being too dehydrated and once for being anemic. Being poor created a shitty paradox where I couldn't eat, and because I couldn't eat, my iron levels weren't high enough to allow me to donate. That was a week of a pay cut, money I desperately needed for rent and bills and meds.
Jesus. What a nightmare. What a nightmare scenario people are living in now. Holy fuck. Literally lining up to be sucked dry of life.
Dude, I always tell people, dude, America is just the world's greatest fucking scam, dude. It really is.
You could always sell your blood.
Look, you're a little low on cash. Come down to the vampires. Where they're looking to take your fucking plasma from your blood. Thanks.
Dracula, I mean, fuck, man. He should have fucking thought of this
shit. At least Dracula gives you a quick, merciful death.
I mean, not really, but...
yeah, sometimes he keeps you alive like a blood bag.
Well, I mean...
But, you know, like, Dracula, he was rich. He had lived in a big-ass castle. Like, if he'd have thought of this scam...
He did.
You know?
That's the thing. These companies have literally taken Dracula's scam and monetized it.
Now, you know, a lot of times this blood does, you know, do life-saving shit.
Of course.
But, I mean, like, basically what you're doing is, like, you're basically creating a system where de facto it's, like, poor people are supposed to, like, suffer and, you know, basically, like, it's okay for you to deteriorate your health for this meager amount of money so that some person TJ. Who's better off than you can, you know.
Hey, liberal TJ.
What's up?
And I'm going to put a gun to their head and make them give the blood.
Yeah, pretty much.
They're paying, TJ, they're being paid 30 cash dollars.
Yeah, the gun to their head
they're
is called.
They're being paid $30 to go in there. TJ, don't sound like force to me. Sounds like business.
The gun to their head is the desperate poverty that exists in our country.
Yeah. We're literally sucking the blood of the poor to ensure the long life of the rich.
They want to do it. They want to do it.
This reverse Robin Hood country.
What the
Take from the poor and give to the rich, Robin Hood. That's how the story went, remember?
Yeah.
I can't wait till rich people rewrite that story. It's all like, and Robin Hood saw the poor people.
And then Robin Hood and the Sheriff of Nottingham slaughtered other villagers, and they were heroes.
Fuck that. They collected as much tax as they could, and the king was fat and rich and happy.
The more I think about it, the more that this is literally fucking Dracula's scam. Like, he sucks the blood of people by enticing them, you know, into his fucking lair so that he can live forever.
Yep. That's right.
It's literally Dracula's scam.
They're literal vampires!
Holy fuck, man.
Bathing in the blood of the innocent.
Alex Jones was right.
Yet again.
Goddamn. What a scary world we live in.
Nakedly authoritarian, Trump taunts security guard for not being rough with woman protester.
Good job, Trump.
During a campaign rally in Hershey, Pennsylvania, Tuesday night.
Oh, can we see it? Is it they have a video of it here?
This is not a video up here.
No,
go
down.
This is down here.
Yeah, here it is.
Oh.
Trump stuck.
Man, she's flipping a bird.
Yeah, that security guard's not really doing his job.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm holding your hands around her like you need to. I mean, like, look.
He should have punched this chick in the face.
No.
Body slammed her down on the fucking concrete floor. Kicked her until she was unconscious and then had these suits help carry her out.
Dear God, he's just put her through a table!
So what did Trump say?
All right, so there's Trump right here. He didn't do the greatest.
Law enforcement is so great. That particular guy wanted to be so politically correct. We don't want to be politically correct. Trump laments the arena security wasn't tougher with the female protester.
Let's hear it. It's right there.
I don't know who he was, Trump said. He didn't do the greatest job. During a rally... you want to just play
it? We can just play it.
If we can
Looks
see
like
it, yeah.
Very much.
I was like, get her out of here.
Get her out of here.
Get her out. Get her out of here.
Boo! Boo!
Get her out.
Yeah, she's gone.
Look at this rally, man. What a fucking...
Get out of here, boo!
What a nightmare scenario.
Get her out! Get her out!
Get her out!
I mean,
get her out!
To be honest with you, they should get her out because you don't know what a crowd this large is capable of doing to someone like that.
I mean, they all look like they're pretty fucking old.
See, these guys want to be so politically correct. Yeah, get her out.
Yeah, but if you're surrounded by 20,000 geriatrics, you know, I mean, maybe they're not much of a threat as one, but that many.
I'll tell you, law enforcement's so great. That particular guy wanted to be so politically correct. Oh.
Is it political correctness not to manhandle somebody?
Yes.
I didn't know that it was political correctness not to, like, to just not, like,
that guy
beat
to
the shit out of a woman that's fucking there.
But you know what? It's because it distracted from his speech. So, of course, he has to go in and be like, oh, that security was weak. Look how weak that guy. He's politically correct. He sucks.
So, like, what level of response is he advocating here?
Exactly what I said before you started.
Yeah, slam her to the ground. Stop it!
Pick her up, beat her head in with a fucking baton, dump her in the alley, and call the cops and tell them a fucking car hit her. Give her the casino treatment.
Car hit this woman in the alley. I mean, I do think the security guard probably could have, like, you know, been a little more forceful than just spreading his hands open and
that's
going,
that's pretty much useless. I mean, anyone can do that. But
Why? I don't even understand, though. Like, why are people being kicked out of political rallies where the president is speaking for protesting? Like, shouldn't that, isn't that protected? This is a political event. This is not some private fun show that he's doing. He's the president of the United States. You're telling me you can't have any dissenting voices within the fucking building with
him?
You
know what they say? It's a private event.
He can't be a private event. He's the number one public official in the fucking country. He's not allowed.
By that definition, you should be allowed to just go in Trump's bedroom and jerk off in his face.
I should.
That's what I've heard people say, though, that like the rallies are like they're ticketed events. They're not actually, you know, it's like, I'm like, well, it kind of doesn't, it seems like it's kind of a public event if you can go there, but it's like, no, it's not. That's why.
I mean, if he was just some middling fucking government guy, it's one thing, but he's a goddamn president. And he's making a political speech in front of the populace. There should be no ability for people to kick people out of these events. For just voicing opposition.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a tough thing because on one side, I mean, I definitely agree with you, but on the other side, like, there it obviously are safety concerns because someone in that crowd, it's like, what then? What's going to happen?
Then stop doing these.
Well, I don't agree.
With people holding fucking contrary signs and having contrary opinions, then the only way that you can fucking stop that without impeding civil liberties is for him to stop doing these stupid fucking Nuremberg rallies.
I mean, look, if you believe in the principles of freedom of speech, then you have to say that person should have a right to protest, but also he has the right to make the speech. You can't say, oh, no, there's too many safety concerns.
She wasn't going to stop him from making the speech.
I don't think she was, but I think that what happened to her is she probably would have ended up being fucking violently assaulted at some point.
I mean,
if he wants to make these speeches and there's... Like, I don't know, dude. How far? Because it seems like a slippery slope.
Is there a point, though?
You just can't have fucking contrary voices out in public now when these people show up to public speeches?
Isn't there a point where they make their speech? Hold on. Isn't there a point where, like, you know, if he's making the speech, like, if people are so disruptive that it's, like, impeding on the speech, like, shouldn't they be, like, removed at that point? Because they're disrupting the entire fucking, you know, rally and shit, and they're not even allowing the fucking speech to happen?
No.
Because then, I don't see how anyone could even make a speech in a country where that's the rules, where it's just like anything goes.
It happens every day. People make speeches every fucking day.
Right, but we don't live under those rules. If there's someone who's disruptive, we kick them out.
Yeah, usually they're kicked out of a venue or whatever it is.
Like, if we're doing a DFF meetup and someone's being an asshole, we kick them out of the fucking venue.
We're not the president of the United States.
Well, we should be.
Well, I mean, with private events, you can remove somebody. No one has a right to be in a private, right, you know, building or facility or whatever. You know, like there's a concert and you're going, I'm going to whip my dick out.
So political rallies are they private events or not? Because I know that people have been kicked out of Trump rallies, but like, I mean, people have definitely been kicked out of rallies for every politician there is for being disruptive.
I mean, I don't know. It's really a tough issue because, I mean, I can see both sides of it. Yeah, if they're making a public speech, but I mean, like, but then there's obviously times they go to private events. So obviously, that's a private event. But you're like you said, there is a compelling interest to hear the speech because they're a politician.
Right. People are trying to fucking be informed about it. They don't need to listen to someone fucking blowing an air horn or something like, I have the right to do this. You know? I mean, like,
I'm fine with it.
There's got to come a point. I don't know. I don't think I can go as far as Paul on this one.
I just don't want to live in a place where
someone can't say fuck the president.
Yeah, yeah, where the president is in this bubble of not having to hear any contrary fucking opinion.
In a little safe space.
No, I mean, I think you're right.
Cocooned away.
It's such a difficult thing to fucking figure out because there's so much nuance.
Well, you might have to deal with this president too much longer because the impeachment train is a-coming, Scotty. Listen to it. Hold on. Listen to the impeachment train. All right, I actually don't hear it yet.
Yeah,
but
it's not there.
It's coming though, dude.
TJ, I think I'm gonna find it. TJ, I'm gonna find
real
it
real soon.
Hold up, TJ. I think I'm finding it right now.
Oh,
dude.
You're finding it. Where is it? I don't hear it, Scotty.
Oh, there it is.
Damn, crickets, huh? Democrats will hit Trump with two articles of impeachment. Reports say abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. Abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. Deedly deedly do. House Democrats are reportedly preparing to hit U.S. President Donald Trump with two articles of impeachment, obstruction of Congress, and abuse of power. The news will be announced by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi at 9 a.m. On Tuesday, which it was, I believe. Was it? Yeah, it was. Mm-hmm. The Hill reported Monday night, citing two sources familiar with impeachment proceedings, including an unnamed senior Democratic Party aide. The Washington Post, CNN, and NBC also reported the news, adding that a third article of impeachment was still under consideration. By the way, I saw a little clip of this impeachment thing, and the Democrats are all standing around, and every single one of them is wearing like a comical frown on their face.
Well, they got to look serious about this.
Yeah, they didn't look serious. They look like a bunch of sad clowns. It was really not. Hold on. Let me see if I can find it for you so you can just like see what I'm talking about.
They were just scowling.
They were frowning. Let's see.
That's how you look when you're going to impeach the president.
We're sad.
Sid. We're so sad.
Sad frowns. Yeah, I mean, we've talked about this since it started, and it's pretty much a road to nowhere.
It's impeachment light, dude. That's what Trump called it, impeachment light.
It's just
they're barely impeaching me.
It's just not going to happen.
Well, I mean, there's no real... I mean, like, look, if they controlled both chambers of Congress, then I could say, well, maybe that could happen. Maybe there's a possibility that they can get Trump out of office. But there's no incentive for Republicans. All they want is that they want Republicans to vote with Trump.
The frowny face squad, dude.
Look at them.
Oh, man.
Look at these fucking vampires up here, dude.
They look so serious.
I'm glad they can waste time impeaching Trump, which they know is not going to do anything, instead of actually dealing with the issues facing our society. I'm really glad that's
going on. I
mean,
would you really want these people addressing the issues that are saying, I mean, look at these women, dude.
At least it would be a turn for the better, TJ. At least if there was actually some concern about the average person in our country, maybe we'd have a slightly better place.
Do these people look concerned?
No, they don't. This is just political theater.
I mean, like, these three women look like three different tones of the same fucking bitch.
You know what people always say when you say that? You're like, what do you want to do? Trump breaking the law? We're going to do nothing? It's like, no, I'm not saying do nothing. Defeat him in an election. Get him out of office. That's what I think we should do. Beat Trump. Beat Trump in his own fucking game. That's what I think should happen.
They're incapable of that.
So instead, we just got to find some way we can win. Maybe we'll win this way. Maybe we'll win that way.
There's a lot of like counter arguments to this that come out of the right that have a lot of merit to them. Like the fact that like before he was even inaugurated, they were already talking impeachment.
Impeachment.
And did the same thing with Obama. And I was totally against it with Obama, too. I'm like, bullshit. Beat Obama.
Impeach, impeach, impeach.
Don't impeach Obama.
I'm pretty much always in favor of impeaching the president. I'll be honest with you. I don't care who it is.
You think every president should be?
Yeah, I think there was good. I think there's been a good argument for the impeachment of pretty much every president in my lifetime. So, I guess I'm okay with it. Keep impeaching them.
Yeah,
I say just impeach every president. As soon as any president gets elected, just start trying to impeach them.
Dude, if we want non-corrupt politicians, TJ, then I'll tell you what. If you impeached every fucking corrupt politician in Washington, there wouldn't be anyone left.
It'd just be a ghost town. And here's Washington, where there used to be a government, but now...
That's what I'm saying, so it's
there
like...
There isn't, because they're all gone.
Well, that's why, in a totally corrupt political system, like, impeachment doesn't really work unless someone's just done some really reprehensible shit, where it's
Uh-oh.
Like...
Uh-oh, Scotty.
What?
You're gonna lose that bet, Scotty. What do you think of that? What do you think of that?
I'm not gonna lose the bet.
You're gonna lose the fucking bet.
The House will impeach Trump.
Your bitch ass is gone to regret.
And he'll be acquitted by the Senate.
Or you know what? Maybe it'll happen, dude. Maybe he won't get impeached, and maybe nothing of that's just gonna happen. But then, one day before he's set to leave office, heart attack, dude.
Then you know what? Then if you win that way,
then I win.
I mean, fair enough.
So I'm praying for it.
Could happen.
I mean, but Trump's probably gonna be a 2-term president, TJ.
I mean, I could see him getting reelected for sure.
He's already doing well in a lot of the states. He needs to do well.
Now, all the people, I already hear it now because it happened with GW, too. There's no way he can win again. There's no way. There's no way. George W. Bush has been reelected.
Yeah, I just remember that year where it was like, John Kerry's got to win. He just got to win. Nope, he don't.
Yeah. It's only happened one time in my lifetime. That a president has been defeated when seeking re-election.
The first
George H.W.
Yep.
Bush.
Yep. Clinton.
Yep.
And that was because of the Ross Perot spoiler effect, probably.
Well, that plus Bill Clinton, right,
yeah,
who was like a vibrant, you know, fucking Democratic leader.
Well,
that,
you know what we've just hit, guys? We've hit the pleb wall.
Oh, thank goodness.
So I know we've been doing it. We've been phoning it in, 20% effort, not really giving a shit.
Yeah, got
to
get
like
ready.
Load
for...
about to be taken off my shoulders.
All right, we
good
did
warm up.
It's time to get serious because we're about to do the real show.
So what's coming up in the real show, TJ?
So in the real show, we're going to talk about another really dumb statement made by Joe Biden. We're going to talk about some recent polling numbers. We're going to talk about which candidates are on the ascent and which ones are on the decline. We're going to be talking about Michelle Obama's latest defense of her friendship of George W. Bush.
Oh, shit.
We're going to be talking about Bernie Sanders' plan to nationalize the internet.
That's scary, man. I'm scared.
We're going to be talking about some fucked up treatment of employees by Chipotle. We're going to be talking about some sex-crazed sheep.
Whoa.
We're going to be talking about the latest right-wing attack on Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. We're going to be talking about the first cannabis cafe in the U.S. And that's pretty much it.
Damn. Nice.
Got a lot of shit going on.
So we got a few things, and we're going to see you guys over there in the other fucking end of the show.
So long, plebs.
So long, plebs, and patron show begins now. All right.